We have Jen Wimmer, the West Bend School Superintendent, on the line. Good morning. Happy 2021.
Good morning.
So here we are. We made it through winter break. We made it through the first semester. And today is, I forgot that today is one of those days that we talked about last month that's been kind of a development day to kind of get things set up for the start of a new semester.
Absolutely. Yesterday we were closed in observance of Dr. Martin Luther King Day, and today is a professional development day, day of planning instruction for our staff. We were pretty strategic around where we put some additional breaks, and that's in readiness for our first day of the second semester, which starts for students tomorrow.
And this is a change again.
Yeah, it is. It's a lovely fresh start with the new year for everyone with second semester. So we're looking forward to it.
And the high school kids who are on the cohort schedule will all be back in their places with bright, shiny faces tomorrow.
Absolutely. I don't know about that. Some of them probably got used to sleeping in, but they will be back. We did, again, offer for all of our families to select virtual instruction, if that's what they so chose, for this semester. So we have some students returning to face-to-face for the first time this year. We have some students stepping out and doing some more virtual, or some just liking, especially at that high school level, the classes that are offered and mixing it up for semester. So it's pretty exciting.
It seems like the steps that you took over the last few months, as far as containing COVID and so on, have been reasonably successful, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. I think we've been really strategic. Our focus has always been creating choice and opportunity for our students, our staff as well. And we are kind of that just right size to be able to offer kind of that whole continuum of instructional models. And, you know, thankfully, as we watch in the news, you know, others having to close, we really have kind of put our efforts into the proactive and have been doing really well. I would be remiss if I didn't say our partners in public health have been absolutely amazing and supportive and helping us plan. So that's been a real key asset to us.
All right. So that's, we'll move on from there. I understand some accomplishments for our West Bend school students.
Yeah, absolutely. We were recently notified that award-winning art by both Samaya Evans, who is a sophomore at West High School, and Imadi Simon, a third-grade student at McLean, will be displayed on multiple Milwaukee Transit bus shelters on Martin Luther King Drive in Milwaukee. Both of these students were winners of the 2020 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Art Contest. It was sponsored by BMO Harris, the Milwaukee Brewers, Milwaukee Bucks, We Energies, multiple other organizations. So it was just announced at the 2021 awards last week that their 2020 artwork was chosen for those displays. So what an amazing honor to be able to kind of drive down the street and see your artwork come to scale into life like that. So we're really proud of those ladies and their accomplishment.
That's pretty exciting.
It is. I can't wait to see it when it's up. I'll have to get some pictures and send them to you, but very excited for the girls.
What else is going on?
This Friday, our students at Green Tree Elementary are participating in an annual reading event. It's, of course, going to be virtual. So this was in celebration and recognition of Dr. Martin Luther King and our partners at Moraine Park Technical College and their employees. They're presenting their second annual 2021 Week of Service Literacy Project, and this year they're going all virtual. So we have 46 different employees recording videos and reading different culturally responsive books for all different age groups. And Moraine Park also donated almost $1,000 to the district to purchase all different diverse texts for our libraries. So students at Green Tree will be watching videos and doing their book readings on Friday in place of the Moraine Park staff actually coming in. But just a thank you to them for their partnership, and the kids are really looking forward to the event.
Interesting.
We've also had two West students, senior Abby Wicklech and junior Ray Spores, qualified for the 2021 National Catholic Forensics League, the national final debate competition in the public forum category. So the national tournament is still on in Minneapolis, May 28th and 30th. They won't make a final decision on if it's going to go virtual or stay in person until closer to the event. But this is the fourth NCFL national competition for Abby and the third one for Ray. So it's amazing to have students representing West Bend at the national level.
Wow, absolutely. Okay.
And a couple more local accomplishments in athletics. So a lot of times we're talking about indoor winter sports, basketball, swimming, wrestling. But we have some great outdoor sports and those that take advantage of the cold. So in addition to our hockey teams, we have very successful East-West co-op skiing and snowboarding teams. So a co-op means they're a blend of the two schools. And actually, in the case of the others, they're pulling in students from maybe parochial schools in the community. I know we extend as far as Port Washington. So kids with those sports, specifically of skiing and snowboarding, have the opportunity to compete. So I was able to watch the ski team compete last week at Sunburst in the rain. It was amazing. The kids did amazing, navigating not just the regular rigor of the downhill course, but doing it in the rain. Our
right.
snowboarding team competed over the weekend at Alpine Valley, and on Sunday the boys team took third, with Ethan Benedict being placed first in 44 athletes in border cross. And Sam Kasten for the girls competition was second in the entire competition. So we're tough competitors in our winter sports out there.
Fun stuff.
Yeah, I'm really... Another great honor. It was amazing to see, happy that it happened. Aaron Tenney's West senior reached his 1,000th point in basketball last week.
Yeah, I saw that. Pretty impressive too.
Yeah, so it's really some exciting stuff. You know, we were talking before, as interesting as the times are, we're, you know, the kids are really adapting, but, you know, there's some things that are still in place, like their winter sports, their, you know, all their different opportunities in addition to their academics. And so it's been great. Last week they hosted a hot chocolate party on the virtual day. We wanted to make sure kids realize, you know, we were still open, even though we were in that cohort model for a little while. And we had quite a few come in, some calling, well, I just do virtual, but could I still come in for hot chocolate? And so, you know, they're finding ways to get creative, to connect with each other and make sure we're in attention to kind of all those different school rituals that we have.
Sure, sure. And I would imagine we'll get to be talking about things like graduation at some point, not too far down the road here.
They are actually already talking about it. They have a high school graduation committee made up of students. One thing, like we said, you know, what are some of those little shiny spots that come out of all of this? For example, making sure we live stream all our sports and, you know, more families have a wider access to see our students. But one of the things the graduation committee said, we really enjoyed the ceremony outside and we'd like to stick with that as a new tradition. So we're working with the students to make that happen again.
We did our graduation outside when back in the Stone Age. you know, it was a little work because you had to, you know, they handed you that big stone tablet that they chiseled your name in. But our
right.
graduation was always outside unless the weather turned bad. And it was always nice because it was a fun way to do
yeah.
it. You know?
I think that just like we did last year, and I was here for graduation, so it was kind of a wonderful first large event. Having it outside, we've got the field house as backup. They've got kind of rain dates set so that we can shift it if we need to. But, you know, it was really nice. We had a smidge of a breeze. Even we had a delayed graduation last year in July. So, you know, much better than being stifled indoors and with a large crowd. So we're looking forward to an on-time June graduation this year.
There you go. All right. What about prom?
Well, we're working on that. Right now, all the superintendents in the area are just starting to have those conversations. I think one thing that we had spent a lot of time planning alongside our athletic directors in the area was planning for winter sports. That was a significant change in moving to the indoor closer quarter sports versus, you know, across country and things that were outdoors. So we were able to start up a safe season, and now we are starting conversations about prom and making sure, you know, how can we do things? What little tweaks could we make to make that? Again, you know, we're in attention to how important those types of milestones and rituals are for our students. And you know, really, when you engage the students, they sometimes can be a lot more creative than us. So it's like, all right, here's the parameters. How do we make it safe? How do we make it happen? So we've got lots of chatter in districts and across districts about that.
All right. Sounds good. West Bend School Superintendent Jen Wimmer with us on the phone this morning. What else is going on? What are the good things going on in the district?
You know, I think that, like I said, when you really take a step back and look how our education has changed in, you know, the last 2 6-month increments, we, since last spring, successfully went one-to-one with devices. We've shifted our instructional platforms. We've conceptualized serving students in new ways. You know, when I've been working with principals and doing those mid-year reflections and what are we most proud of, and we all kind of just take a collective pause and look at each other, and it's like we're in school every day and it's working and people are doing amazing things and thinking outside the box, and our kids are just, you know, wonderful and resilient and learning, and it's really amazing when you look around and you know what's happening for other districts or other students. I think, just like I said, taking that collective pause, saying, we're doing it. We got this.
There we go. All right. Well, I appreciate your time as always, and I guess we'll chat next month.
I'm sure we will. You have a great rest of the day.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you very much.